Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. I've got two words for you, and you know them if you pay attention to the news. Credit crunch. What does it mean? Well, if you're a consumer, it may mean that you can't get a car loan. It may mean it's more difficult to get a mortgage. It may mean that your credit line on your credit card has been shrinking. But when we talk about businesses, we're really talking about the lifeblood of the U.S. economy. Two vital forms of credit used by companies, commercial and industrial paper, from not backed by collateral, collectively dropped almost 3% over the last year. That's the largest annual decline since credit tightening began in the last recession. Joining us to talk about the effect of the credit crunch on business loans and therefore economic growth in the United States is Peter Goodman of the New York Times. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
When a business experiences credit crunch, what are we talking about here?
We're talking about an inability to get hands on money. If you can't secure finance and you're running a business, that means you can't expand the way you hoped. It means you can't hire new people. So it means exacerbating our unemployment situation and our general lack of spending in the economy.
From the perspective of a business who has a relationship, presumably with a bank that has lent to that business before, why should a global credit crunch change a fundamentally one-on-one relationship between a business and a bank?
Well, the banks are in a situation where they've borrowed a lot of money to lend a lot of money on mortgages, and they've lost a lot of that money. A lot of these banks are leveraged at 10, 11, 12 to 1, meaning that they lose a dollar in a bad loan, and they now have to kick out $10 in loans just to get that dollar back in terms of what they have to hang on to reserve against other bad loans. So a lot of banks are in a position where they're giving up perfectly good loans just as a way to shrink their overall exposure to the market. And we're also in a situation where, overall, the financial system has lost, some people think, $1 trillion on this mortgage crisis, and they've recognized about $300 billion in the losses, which means, there's like $700 billion left out there waiting to be discovered in bad loans.
Some of this also relates to a kind of macro global repricing of debt of all kinds. How much of this is driven by the debt holders, people, investors in Japan and in the Gulf and in China, looking at the portfolios of these banks and saying, I'm not going to pay that for that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a factor. Overall, there's this uncertainty. I mean, we went through a period where credit was so cheap and so loose around the world. Things that were actually quite risky seemed not so risky, and banks were investing in things that were a little more risky to get a little extra return because there was just so much capital surging through the global economy. So now we're in a position where banks are short of capital, and they're scared to invest in this climate, and nobody really knows, what's a good investment, what's a risky investment, what's not so risky, because our fundamental belief system has broken down in how we assess risk.
But Peter, is it a swing perhaps too far to the other extreme, which is when you're talking about some of the businesses like you profiled in your piece, these are people who have longstanding relationships with banks. They are businesses that are expanded, and they want to expand further. So the mechanism by which the banks are now taking a look at whether or not to loan money, have they gone too far to the other continuum in holding on to their purse strings?
Well, there are certainly some people who think that. There's no question that we've gone from sort of an indiscriminate lending. You walk in the door, you can sign your name, you got a pulse, you got a loan, we're not loaning to anybody. And, there's no question that there are parts of this economy that are still very strong. I mean, anybody who's exporting today is doing quite well because the dollar's really weak and there's still, for the time being at least, pretty strong global demand, at least in many parts of the world.
Peter, that's a catchy slogan for a bank. You got a pulse, you got a loan. I think that's pretty good. There's some future there, but not likely in this environment, right?
Well, if journalism something doesn't work out, maybe, yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's too many financial jobs for me or anybody else today.
Peter Goodman, thanks for joining us. New York Times correspondent Peter Goodman focusing on the credit crunch and its effect on businesses in the New York Times.
I'd be so curious to see how that evolves because it all seems so day to day.